Hasan means favorite, and Ahava means love.
Chiba means favorite?
Favorite.
Yeah,
like
Habibi, my favorite. Yeah, man. You use
your own Google. Translate.
What's wrong?
He brings Tumah into
the field. He looked it up.
He said it's right.
Might not be right. I have no idea. He's offering something. Okay, we are on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. And the Gemara has just said there's going to be two versions of Rava, but we're doing version number one. Reuben died. Three brothers married to three strangers. Reuben died. Shimon did Mimer. And then Shimon gave a get to his Mimer, and then he died. So we said yesterday that there's two ways for a person to write a get to his Yevama. Again, this is all rabbinic. Biblically, there's no such thing as get. But when a person gives a get to his Yevama, usually what happens is it bans Yibum from all the brothers. Because what he has done is, he has done a rabbinic get, which rabbinically weakens the bond to this lady, to all the brothers. And therefore no Yibum is allowed. It's a rabbinic thing, it bans Yibum. And this is something somebody can employ to make sure that nobody else is Miyabim. But that's if he gives a get for her Zika, for her bond. Here, this guy specified that he's not giving a get for the Zika, he's giving a get only for the Mimer.
If he has Mimer, they could marry her again?
If he has Mimer, then he could marry her.
But they
can't.
So why does he have to give a get?
He doesn't have to. He can do Mimer and then do Yibum. We're giving you a case of what happened, not what should happen. Reuben died, Shimon did Mimer, and then he changed his mind. But then he wrote a get, and he was specific that he's only removing the Mimer. He's not giving a get to her Zika. He doesn't want to affect that. He's only giving a get to her Mimer. Now, he could have written this get one of two ways, and that's the important thing to remember here. He could have written the get just for the Mimer, which is what he did, or he could have written the get and said, I just want to weaken the whole business. The difference would be, can Levi do Yibum to this lady? Theoretically, I'm talking theoretically now. If Shimon made a Mimer to Reuben's wife and then divorced just the Mimer, so the lady really is back to her status that she was, which means Levi can be Miyamer. Because the reason Levi wasn't able to be Miyamer is because Shimon did Mimer. But Shimon removed the Mimer. He deleted it. The Mimer is deleted. We're back to where we were. However, to get them worded slightly differently, it would have removed the ability of Yibum from Levi. So the wording of the get becomes very crucial in determining whether Levi is allowed to be Miyab and Mrs. Reuben or not. So that's a machloikas, the two lashonos in Rava. The first lashon of Rava will say, we are afraid to say that we're going to look at the lashon of the get and determine, because people get confused and they'll think that even if the get's written the wrong way, the stronger way, Levi can still do Yibum. So therefore we say, once Shimon did a Mimer, even though he deleted the Mimer, Levi cannot be Miyab and Mrs. Reuben. The second Lashon will say,
so it undermines that there is no difference in this.
And the first Lashon, there's no difference. Exera one because of the other. In the second Lashon, we do differentiate. We say, depends how he wrote the get. If he deleted the Mimer, Levi can do Yibum. If he didn't, if he did more than that, then he can't do Yibum. That's Levi vis-a-vis Mrs. Reuven. Now here comes the next part. How about the halacha is, the Mishnah said, Reuven died and Shimon did Mimer, and then Shimon died. Levi can't do Yibum to Shimon's wife either, because she's coming from two houses. Reuven's wife is coming from two houses, so the Rabbanan Asur Yibum to Reuven's wife and to Shimon's wife. Because we look at them like Reuven's wife is coming from two houses. That's
did Mimer?
He did Mimer only, no get. Did Mimer only and did no get. So we ban Yibum from Reuven's wife because she's coming from two houses. And we banned Yibum from Shimon's wife, we said, because we're afraid he'll do Chalitza first and then do Yibum and he'll come to be Eber alive. That's what we said yesterday's Gemara. So the bottom line is we banned Yibum from both. However, if he gives a get to his Mimer, that he can marry, Levi could marry Shimon's wife. Because Reuven's wife is now out of his picture. No matter how he wrote the get, Levi can be Miyabim, Shimon's wife. Because it's not, Reuven's wife is no longer coming from Shimon's house. So even though there's a machloikis the tula shaynus, whether we let Levi be Miyabim Reuven's wife, if he wrote the mimer just the get just for the mimer. But as far as Shimon's wife is concerned, the writing of the get permits Shimon's wife for Yibum. I hope I'm explaining myself.
What is the reason that the Rabbanim just don't step in such a case?
There's no reason to.
There's no
reason to. Reuven's wife is no longer associated with Shimon.
But there was a mimer at one point.
But he removed it. Now, as far as doing Yibum to Reuven's wife, that depends whether we are afraid he might write the get the wrong way. And if he writes to get the wrong way, Yibum is not possible to Reuven's wife. But that's only to Reuven's wife. Shimon's wife was only a sidekick because Reuven's wife came from both houses. That no longer is existing here. The get removed Reuven's wife out of the picture.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's very good, but didn't we have that qual, usher for a minute, that's it?
The Moleka.
Yeah, we do Shas Nefila.
No.
I mean, according to Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi, it's not a problem because it's rabbinic. You're asking, according to Rabbi Yechanan, holds that a woman is asa b'shas nefila, she never becomes mutter. No, why over here?
The mimer is then
shas. No, but before it was taken off the mimer, when the mimer was given,
he was died. He died. What are you talking about? Shimon
gave her the gift before he died.
She's usher to Levi, isn't she?
No. She's usher because of Vashis Ach, no other reason. Shimon didn't die yet. What are you talking about?
No. But Shimon's wife, when Shimon died, was after the get, right? 100%. There's no problem.
No. Originally, before Reimer was done, would Levi be able to take her?
No, but Shimon would. Shimon would. When Reuven died, both brothers could take her. So at the time of death, she was mutter to both brothers. Correct?
Reuven's wife, you mean?
Yeah.
Reuven died.
She was mutter to both brothers.
Oh, they're all not related.
Again, we started.
I'm sorry. Let's.
Zuck Ragnar. Amar Rava. Nothing get l'mamarai. The guy wrote a get only for his mimer. Again, he worded it to delete the mimer only. Not, what? Lamed Beis Amar Aleph, fourth line from the top. Amar Rava, nothing get l'mamarai. If Reuven, Shimon, after he made the mimer, gave a get to remove the mimer only. Hutra Tzarasa, Shimon's wife is mutter now to Yibum after Shimon died. Because by the time Shimon died, Reuven's wife was not a factor in his household. She no longer existed in his household. He had removed her. So Shimon's wife is falling as the only woman from Shimon. There's no reason to restrict Yibum for Shimon's wife. It was only because Reuven's wife came from two houses that we made Xerah and we didn't let Shimon's wife have Yibum. But now, Reuven's wife is out of here. Therefore, Shimon's wife is a regular Yavama. Aval hi asura, but Reuven's wife is usher to Levi, the mikhlef of the Baalas get, because we're afraid we're going to get confused in a person that wrote the get the other way. Not just for Mimer, but even for Zika. And had Reuven written, and Shimon written a get for that, Levi is not allowed to do Yibum. So it becomes very technical how the get was written. So therefore the first lashon of Rava says, we don't get involved. A get was written, we're afraid might be written the wrong way. Therefore, we say that Levi cannot do Yibum to Reuven's wife. Because really, technically, Reuven's wife is mutter. The mimer that bans her from Levi has been removed. It's been deleted. And no get is around. Because all the get did was delete the mimer. But since get can be done two ways, and if it's done the other way, it bans Yibum. So therefore, we said, don't make the difference. If the Amri Amarava, nothing get the Mamari Hutra Vilahi. The second lashon says, let me just, please let me finish. The second lashon says that no, if he gave a get to the Maimer, only for the Maimer, so he deleted it, so she's a 100%, even Reuven's wife becomes mutter to Levi. My time and my daughter, but shakli. What he did, he removed, he deleted it. And we're not afraid you're going to confuse the two ways the get is written. Yes, Corey.
That's what my brother was talking about, I think. Once he did Maimer, she becomes usher to Levi.
But that wasn't at the time of Reuven's death. The only time we say a woman that's usher is usher permanently is if she was usher at the moment of death of her husband.
But if the one that looks back, the one that looks back...
But there's no tsaris erva here. Only by erva is there machlokes like that.
Shimon didn't die yet.
Reuven died, and she was mutter to both.
Once he did Maimer, he becomes usher.
Should Levi becomes usher, correct. Now that Maimer is gone. So Levi becomes mutter.
History
was only by erva. There's no erva here. This is rabbinic things. Rashi. Zok Rashi, second line from the top. Nothing get with my mori. I'm not decent koi. Going back in our Mishnah. Shim nothing zeha ois the maimer. Shimon who made the maimer. Gave get with my mori. Only for the maimer, but not for the bond. All he did was said, I want to remove my maimer. Shimon's first wife, she tzarasa, which is the tzara of the one that had received maimer, to get yibum from Levi. The maimer that he did, he took away. The lot tzaras didn't, and they have nothing to do with each other anymore. Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife are different houses totally. Nobody will make a mistake and say they're coming from the same house and one's getting chalitz and one's getting yibum. It doesn't look like one house. He got rid of his mimer. The minute he got rid of his mimer, people view her as Mrs. Reuven only and the other one as Mrs. Shimon only, and therefore they have nothing to do with each other.
I mean, it's very uncommon that after Mimer's done, he's going to uproot it.
Who said? Oh, you just made up a fact with no basis.
Well, he made a Mimer for a reason. He just makes
and then I decided to give a get for a reason.
No, what I'm trying to say is people, and this is what I think Ray Kleinman was trying to say, what I'm saying is that people will know the first part. Who
should
they know the second part?
We don't say that. We say that, I mean, usually, sometimes we say that, but not here. If they know about the Maimer, they know about the get.
And if he gives the other kind of, the stronger get, then she doesn't need
Chalitza
anymore?
No, she does.
She needs
Chalitza
either way.
Yeah. Get is rabbinic.
Sure, it would prevent them from doing evil.
Yes. Avahi Asura. Beloy Mishim to come live below Yivna. Not because there's a lav. The Paisla Lokal Vandishar. Not because by giving to get, he has banned her from his brother that's remaining. Sharloi Nasa get Lazika. He didn't touch the bond. Elimishim to Asi Lachluve the Baila Saget. We'll confuse it with the case of Baila Saget. Hekadab get Lamamari Uzi Kotzai. If he would have given a get, for both the Maimer and the Zika, that he va de mitri, that lady can't have yibum. I will get the Maimer like dachi el Maimer, but get from Maimer is only dachi Maimer. Benisher a Zika reshaita bim kaima, and the Zika remains intact. But we're afraid people won't know the difference. It becomes very technical, and therefore they said, you know what? No yibum to the one who got the get. However, the second Lasha says, hutra filahi mishlishi kishiyam mishani. She becomes mutter. Why? My the other chuckle. I have a commercial also by Maimer. It's as if he never made a Maimer. She can have Yibum from Levi because she's Mrs. Reuven. It's only if that get explicitly states that it's only for the Maimer, not for the Zika. Abu Stama? But if he writes it stam, kaima b'lo yivna, it's not really a deraisa. She becomes rabbinically usher. Once a gay person gave a get, she's not allowed to have yibum rabbinically, as if she's ayver lo yivna. We learn kibur shloy banoshuv lo yivna. Once a person does chalitza, he's not allowed to marry her, right? So we're saying, when he gave the get, rabbinically it's lo yivna. Akulach and all the brothers, v'alki mukhka most of the rabbim, the perik of Gamliel. This is what we see in the fifth perik. The mamar of Elohim is the kamar. That he has to write the get only for the mimer, not for the zika. Yes, Corey.
If the rabbanim are concerned that any time a person does chalitza, they might do yibum.
No, they're never concerned that a person that does chalitza will come and do yibum.
I'm saying, if you tell the guy he has to do chalitza, he might do yibum.
Correct. That was a svara we said last week, right, which we retracted.
We retracted
because we proved that it's not true. We proved that by Safi Gerishin, we do say do chalitza. We wanted to say that by Gerishin, we didn't want to do chalitza because he might come to do yibum. At the end of the day, we brought that Mishnah in Gittin,
yeah,
that said that we do say you do chalitza. That means we retracted that swara.
That swara goes against the whole idea of giving a get, really. You could prove it from there, no?
Not really, because it's only, again, it's rabbinic. See, when you deal with rabbinic, it's a different level.
Okay,
we're not telling him to give a get.
But if he gives a get, a stronger get, right, and it breaks all the...
Only rabbinically. Biblically, she still needs chalitza.
Right.
And biblically, if he does yibum, he didn't do anything wrong.
The other brother didn't do anything wrong even.
If the get means nothing biblically.
Oh.
But anyway, we disproved the svara last week.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What does the get for a zika mean?
He writes a get, rabbinically weakening the bond between all the brothers and the Yavama, which rabbinically means Yibam is no longer allowed. I mentioned yesterday, Reuven died, he has $10 million. Shimon doesn't want to marry his wife, but he wants to make sure that Levi doesn't marry his wife either. So what he does is he gives a get to Reuven's wife, which bans Yibum, and now he gets $5 million. Had Levi done Yibum, Levi would have walked away with all 10.
He
doesn't have to do Maimer first. He can give a get straight for the Zika.
And nobody does Yibum anymore.
Straight get. He can give a get, and that rabbinically eliminates the possibility of Yibum. Why would he do that? Because he doesn't want Levi marrying Reuven's wife. Why does he care what Levi does? For many reasons. One of them, let's say, is money. Money is always a driving force. Follow the money.
And chalitza has to be done by anybody anymore?
Who?
Does chalitza come into the picture anymore?
Absolutely, because biblically get did nothing.
Okay, so somebody has to give chalitza.
Correct.
Have chalitza done. Okay, thank you.
We have a call that we don't want to be a dying want to go be in the bottom of this Yibum.
Many times Rabbanan say don't do Yibum.
Don't do Yibum?
We had it by every Chaybala, of everything. There's a million cases we had that Rabbanan said no Yibum.
But they allow it this way to... Had you go and...
Well, that's what they said. He can do it. He has the ability to do it. Correct.
Chalitza still remains though.
Correct. Absolutely. Biblically, he hasn't done a thing.
Everyone brings up the thing about mitzvah gadol, but if everyone else does it, it's still chal, right?
Correct.
Now, is mimer, let's say, who's doing mimer here? That's
whoever wants to.
So let's say a younger brother does mimer, okay?
Correct.
And then the older brother says, excuse me, I want to do yibum to her.
Tough luck. Have a wonderful life.
It's tough luck?
Yeah.
I thought mimer...
Go shoot your younger brother.
No, I thought mimer is a third. It's not an option. It's a delay things, but it can't affect.
Once Levi does mimer, Shimon cannot do yibum. Unless, according to the second lashon of Rava, Levi can write a get to his mimer only, and then Shimon can do evil.
No, I know that.
I'm glad you know that. Some commissioner. Shnei Achim, Nishuim, Shnei Achim. Two brothers. Only two brothers here.
Oh, wow.
Married to two sisters. Umeis Echad Mehem, Reuven died. And the moment he died, his wife was an erva to Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Reuven dies. There's no mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza. Then Umeis Echad Meis Ishto Shasheni. Then Shimon's wife dies. And now Reuven's wife is no longer a sister of his wife. But at the time of death, she was.
You knew this already.
That's right. We did it. We quoted this mission earlier. Correct. The halacha is, Harizu Asur Olav Olamas. Shimon can never be Miyab and Reuben's wife. Hayav Vanessa Olav Shachas. She was Asur at the moment of death. We had that before. This is a mission here that we quoted earlier. Frek the Gemara Pshita. We learned last lot, two lot ago, a case we had learned before, a case. We had three brothers, two of them married to two sisters, right? Reuben died, Levi to Yibum, then Levi died. And we said that Shimon cannot do Yibum because Reuben's wife was a Tzaras Erva before Levi to Yibum. Remember we had the case. There were three brothers, Reuben and Shimon were married to two sisters. Reuben died. At that moment, Shimon could not do Yibum. Then Levi went into Yibum. Is his brother, his wife's sister?
Announcing the lady.
Why can't Levi do Yibum?
If you don't say,
we said that doesn't affect. We never knew why, but doesn't. Levi does Yibum. Then Levi dies. So now they're coming as Mrs. Levi. So we said it doesn't make a difference. Since Reuben's wife was Usher at the time Reuben died, even though now she's coming as Mrs. Levi, she's an Erva, and therefore her Tzara is a Tzara Erva. That's what we said back in Lama Lama Lala. So the question is, without Chalitza, without Yibum. Question is, that was a bigger Kiddush than this. And still we said it's Usher. And here, so what do we need this Mishnah for? Practicing my Pshit. Has to now. Ma hasim doi mitzchim mehai beisa legami. Marach back in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where Levi did Yibum, where she wasn't completely free the moment her husband died. She was bound to Levi. Amrit Yusei Loi, that Reuven can never do Yibum even after Levi dies. How could the Kamitcha my base of the Gamri? Here, the minute Reuven died, there was only Shimon. He was his wife's sister. She went free. So Kosli Coach gave her, sure she doesn't become eligible for Yibum. Marach in a case where she was still bound to the family, we say Reuven can never do Yibum. For sure in a place where she's free, for sure she can't do Yibum. What do we need this Mishnah for? Dr. Gemara, you're right. Tana Bereisha. We had a similar kind of answer a few months ago. First, the Mishnah only knew this case. V'hach Chazil Hetera. And for a moment, the Tana thought that in the case of Levi, it would be Mutter. We would look at her as Mrs. Levi, and we would be mocked her.
Part of the household.
Right. V'sharya. V'hod v'chazi li'isura. Then he decided, no. She remains Asur for Shimon permanently. So this is the lesser Kiddush, and that was the bigger Kiddush. V'haydi d'chaviv le'adnimah. He liked that Kiddush, so he mentioned that first. And he shouldn't have mentioned this Mishnah. But Mishnah le'zazim in Kaima. Once he taught this Mishnah, he left it. So at the end of the day, it's superfluous. Rashi. Dr. Rashi.
Exact answer I before.
Right? Exact that. It's a similar gemara. Rashi. Shita. Ma hashta ma hasam l'itchem hai besa. L'el daf lamen amad alav. Yabi shleisha achim by three brothers. Shnai mem nishnu and shnei achis. Two of them married to two sisters. Lecha nasin achris. The one is married to a strange lady. Right, and Reuven died. The Kanas not in Achris is Ishta and Levi did Yibum. Umeis Ishta Shosheni, then Shimon's wife died. The Achgach Meis not in Achris, then Levi died. Hazu Asur Alef Olamus and Shem Eishas Sach. Hoyo Benesur Alef Sach has been the field of Rishena. Since when Reuven died, Shimon was not allowed to do Yibum. Vishum Achais Isha. Ba'av Agav Tavahin the field of the Kamaisel Yitchel of the Gamri. She wasn't free to the world. Not quite nothing Achras, because Levi's alive, she's skooka lehibim, that she's bound to him. The Kairani Babashas Nefila Yavam Eloha, the pasuk of having a Yavama, a Yavam, applies to her. Levi's around. To Reuven, going to Shimon, she will always be his brother's wife as if she had children. Even when she's bound to the family, she can never become mutter to Shimon. So Hacha, the Bishas Nefila, Itchem Hai Beis Legamri. Here she's been pushed away from the family completely. Then Kana Labala Chaisa. All there is Shimon. Mishar Shinafel in front of Ein Zikas Yibmala. Miboy, do I need this? Don't tell me you're 100% right. This is the smaller Kiddush. That is the bigger Kiddush. The first Tanaha, Masis and Dohacha Tanah Bereisha. This is the Mishnah he learned first. The Hak Dishloish Achim, and the one in Daf Lamed, Lo Yitzchem Hei Basel Gamri, Chasim Yikar Lehetera. Mishariya, at the beginning he thought, that would be okay. Shemachi Lehetanya, that's why he didn't say that Mishnah. But when he thought about it, he said, no, it's Usher. The Mikal Malkum, the Dolly, the Pina Babishas, the Pila Yavam Yavallah. She couldn't fall to Shimon. The Chaviva Levish and the Kiddush. So he liked that Mishnah more because it's a bigger Kiddush. Well, Mishnah Rishayna, she is saying, Mishanishna Zub, Hayabai Shashnuya Mitrila, since he taught it, Lezazim in Gamar Lakam Lugamri. He didn't want to remove it. And the reason for that, Parshim say, is simple. They used to teach Mishnah is about Pah. So I taught my Talmidim the Mishnah. To remove a Mishnah once it's taught throws people who learn Baal Peh off. They memorized. Now you're deleting. It's hard to delete when you're doing everything Baal Peh. You can add, but to go and say, okay, we'll do this, forget that, it's hard. So therefore, what Rebbe did in cases like this, he added a Mishnah, which made that Mishnah superfluous, but he didn't touch it. Leave it alone. This is the way it was taught. This is the way people memorized it. This is the way they saw it. You added a Mishnah, and if they learn it now, they'll say it's superfluous. But at least you're not shaking up their
world.
Their world. Therefore, Rebbe left Mishnayos in that theoretically could have come out. Now, if you're writing in the computer, you just push delete. But this is a memory, and it's all Baal Peh. So that's why the Tanoim did this.
Sorry,
so people said
dear to him. Rebbe Hertz is going to write this
verse. What did you say, meant?
I said it was favorite. It was favorite. Like, I mean, it comes from
the
like. There's no
Hebrew
word for like in
there. That's the Gemara. We are now leaving Masechta Yevamos for about 2 blocks. 1.5 blocks. I mean, we're going to mention a case of Yevamos. But we're finished with Zika now, and with Mimer, and with Get, and with Yibum, and with Chalitza. We're leaving that for a blot and a half, and we're getting involved in a totally different sugya, based on our Mishnah, but totally different sugya, not to do with Masechtas Yevamos. You get an hour, a blot and a half break from Masechtas Yevamos. Tana Rabbanan.
Why can't you allow to write this stuff down?
I have no idea what you're talking about. What's the bothering you?
Anybody have a photographic memory there?
The Tanoim had photographic memory,
no,
yes.
All the other people, the laymen, weren't there people that were woodchoppers?
Yeah, and they memorized as much as they could. But the halacha is, the Rabbi Shlomo said, Tayyar Shabbat Peh is supposed to be about Peh.
But it doesn't, who changed that?
The Chazal, when they saw it wasn't working.
At that time, it can't be that everybody had Rebbe's memory.
I wasn't there, and I hope they had better memories than me.
Not every person. He works at the counter. He's a cashier.
He learns all the time. The way my Rebbe illustrated it for me, you walked into a store in Varsha, in Warsaw, in Vilna, in Pressburg, in all these cities. You walked into a store, and you went to the counter, and the guy said, "Nu, Hauptmann, where are you holding? Which sugya?" And the guy would say, "I'm learning Yevamos now." "Oh, Yevamos, so where are you holding?" And he used to say, talking, learning for 5 minutes as he rang them up, as he counted them up, and then they said goodbye. The issue was their Torah. They also did things on the side. It wasn't, what do you do? And they answered, I'm a lawyer, I'm a doctor. No, what do? You learn Torah. You also have to earn a living. Yeah, you remind me at the end, I don't want to say something that's on tape, but after it's on, I finish on tape, I'll tell you a story. Okay. Tana Rabban. Bo lea chayim alem mishim eishis ach, mishim achayis isha. Dibri Rabbi Yaisi. Okay, new thing. Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters. They're brothers, and their wives are sisters. Reuben's mizana with Shimon's wife. Nothing to do with Yibum. Nobody died. Everybody's alive and well. Unfortunately, not so well spiritually, but they're well. So Reuben and Shimon are brothers, married to sisters. Reuben's mizana with Shimon's wife. How many kabbanas did he did a b'shaygig? Let's say, how many kabbanas does he break? He violated two ervas. It's his brother's wife, and it's his wife's sister. They're both chayiv karis. No, nobody died.
Reuben's widow.
No,
I don't know. Rashi says b'chaya ishtay. Oh, meaning right. Reuben died. Okay, it could be. You're right. Reuben died. Doesn't make a difference. It really doesn't make a difference. Except, no, it does make a difference. Because with anxious ish also would be a third. So you're right. So let's leave anxious ish. You're right. It's better to learn your way because that way anxious ish is not a factor. Reuben died. Shimon did Hebrew, which he wasn't supposed to do. He violated two chivi creases. His wife's sister, and it's his brother's wife, and there's no mitzvah. So how many kabbalas does he bring? Zok the Mishnah, Zok the Braisa, Chayiv Elam Mishim Eish Esach, O Mishim Achayis Isha Dibur Rebbe Yaisi. Chayiv two. Shem Neimer, Eina Chayiv Elam Mishim Eish Esach Bavad, he only has one. We don't know why yet. Frank the Gemara, Batanya, Reb Shem Neimer, Eina Chayiv Mishim Achayis Isha Bavad. The other Braisa says, Reb Shem says he's only Chayiv for a wife's sister. Contradiction. The Gemara like Kasha. Kanshin as the Chai, Vakach as the Mace. Kanshin as the Mace, Vakach as the Chai. Reb Shimon holds eight Isser Chalal Isser. Once a woman is Isser for one reason, the second cannot be Chal. On a simple case, we're going to get into variations as we go along. So therefore, Reb Shimon says as follows. If Reuben is married Rachel, right? If Reuben married Rachel, and then Shimon married Leah. Rachel was usher to Shimon as his brother's wife. That was the first thing she was usher at. Reuben married Rachel. At that moment, Shimon is usher to Reuben's wife as his brother's wife. Then Shimon married Leah. So then it became his wife's sister. So the first sister was brother's wife. And then we added wife's sister. Ain't this a chalal sister? We go with the first, we ignore the second, and he only is chayiv for being brother's wife. What if the opposite happened? Shimon married Leah. Rachel is his wife's sister. At that moment, he's asked to Rachel as his wife's sister. Then Reuben married Rachel. So first came the wife's sister, then came the brother's wife. So we say she's only asked as a wife's sister. If Shimon holds, the first Isser counts. The second Isser ain't Isser Chalal Isser. The second Isser doesn't come. Once it's Usser, the second Isser stays out of the way. So which was the first Isser? Depends who got married first. If Reuben married Rachel first, so Shimon's brother's wife was first. Then he married Leah, the second one is not Chal. If Shimon married Leah first, Rachel was his wife's sister. That was the first Isser. Then Reuben married Rachel, it became his brother's wife, and it's a chalal iser, we ignore it. So one bride says Eish Esach, one bride says Achayis Isha. It depends on the order of the wedding.
If his wife dies, then she would be mother.
No, why?
Well, if his brother got married first.
Who got married first? Don't confuse me. Reuben and Shimon.
Reuben got married first.
At that moment, Rachel was offered to Shimon as his brother's wife.
Then Shimon married Leah.
So that's not how.
Right. Then Shimon's wife died.
Well, before Reuben died? No problem. That's a regular case of Yibum. There's no relationship.
Meaning that second Isser never comes on.
Let's do the Rashi, and then the next week the Gemara, I think, it asks your Tasha.
He has something in his first paragraph about something like this. We're going with the Essay de Kalesa, say it depends which one came first. We had such a discussion.
How do I remember? Rashi. Baal Abachai Ishtai. Shimon's wife is still alive. He lives with Reuben's widow. Shemesha Sam, Drachman, apart from Yibam. The Kama Law, Kamishesh Labanam, it's like she has children. El Meshemesha Sam. Because the Muki time of the Kabbalah, like it learns, the Isser, Eshesach Kadam. First Isser was Eshesach. Vasuloi Asi Isser Achais Isha Bechayel Allah. So Achais Isha can't become Chayel Allah means rest on it. The Ksavra ain't Isser Chayel Allah Isser. Not the Chay Bechayel Chameis. Isser Achais Isha Kadam. Yeah, we had it before. I know what you're referring to, but we'll see in a minute. The kainim shenasa achav ameis hoisemen is all of Yisrael Yisishim. Before Reuben married Rachel, she was already offered to him as his wife's sister. Frech the Gemara Kori's Kasha. If that's true, so then, if Reuben married Rachel, it's Shimon's wife, Rachel's wife. Then Shimon married Leah, the Yisrael is not chal of Yisishim. So now Reuben dies. Why can't Shimon do Yibum? It's not his wife's sister. It wasn't Chal. Reuben married Rachel. It's Arthur's brother's wife. Shimon marries Leah. According to him, Shimon, that second Isser is not Chal. So we don't look. It's not his wife's sister, halachically. It wasn't Chal. Now Reuben died. Why can't Shimon do Yibum? There's no Achais Isha. It wasn't Chal. Frankly, Gemara, Rim Shimon, Hegel did not the mace. When Reuben married first, Yaakov does the chai. Kivin the Isser Achais Isha lechayo. Since Achais Isha is not kal, to shabim yibumi. Let Reuben's wife get yibum. Because ain't Isser kal al Isser. Amar Avashi, Isser Achais Isha mit latoya vikoi. It's there. It's hanging around. It's not kal, but it's there. The minute Eishesach goes off, Achaisishek falls right in. So therefore, he'll conclude Paka. Since the Torah won't let Yibam anyway, because the minute Eishesach is off, Achaisishek kicks in. So we don't let Eishesach go off. I know what you mean by that. So let me just explain. So therefore, Rav Shimon doesn't say Eishesach listen means it never happened. It means at this point, you only punish him once. But it's hanging in the bullpen. It's hanging in the wings. The minute the one goes off, the other one kicks right in.
When did this come off? When would it come off?
When Reuven dies. It's a mitzvah yibam. But no, it can't be a mitzvah yibam because the minute it dies, the Achais Isha will kick in. So therefore, it's not yibam. And once it's not yibam, it's Eishesach. So Eishesach never leaves. Because if it would leave, it would be Asr anyway. So therefore, it never leaves.
And according to the opinion that you give two lavim,
it means Isser is Chal al Isser. That one does not stop the other one. She is both. The Chiddush is Ein Isser Chal al Isser. She is both.
That's ridiculous. You can't take this one away. You can't.
No, it's Chorus. It's all Chorus. In Dr. Gimelam and Bayes, we had that Svara mentioned. By Bishamai, it's explained Bishamai by Taurus. We had a similar Svara mentioned. That's what you're referring to. Oh, but Dav Chazrin. I didn't remember.
No, Rebbe,
what I was trying to say. You're right. You told me this morning you have the Chazrin.
No, Rebbe, what I was trying to say is that Achaz Isha is in Tehuya, meaning it's there, but it's just hanging
around. It's not Tehuya, it's nothing. It's just hanging around on the side.
Oh, it could be, since it's still there, what's the word now we're saying? It's there, but you can't use it. Once it can fall back, but if you hold it, Hutra.
It's not Hutra. Ain't it the Chalalist? It doesn't mean it's gone. It just means it's not pertinent.
It's right.
Rashi. mitlatoi. Do you have a pokey in Sereshesach? And there is a Sereshesach gone off. I'm a chayat in Sereshesha. The haidu chayu miikara. The reason it wasn't called right away, sometime in the Sereshesach, Tavi Koy came. Because Eshesach was first. Took the Koy of Sereshesha, Mucham v'oimet lochalala, waiting there to be chal. Tura min hayibum. Yibum is not negeya because the other one would be chal, and therefore this one never leaves. So now we're going to get involved in the sugya of ein iser chal ol iser. When yes, when not, koin trib yaitzi, koin trib shimon, we're leaving Yivamas. We got into it because of Yivamas. But our interest now is ein iser chal ol iser. When do we say this? When we don't say this? All kinds of different scenarios, which we will now explore in the Gemara.
Rabbi, as a concept.
Just 1 second, Rabbi. This is one of the three or four places in Shas that Ein Yisr Chal Ol Iser is discussed. Yes, Harvey.
Just as a general concept, why can't two Isurim exist actively with each other? What is the reason for that? I mean, I understand that the punishment, Karis, is singular. But so what? Why can't someone be liable for two different Asurim simultaneously from the same act?
So there are many different scenarios. We're talking now that they're not happening at the same time. They're not simultaneous. But the Gemara will explain later on that if it's simultaneous, they both kick in. We're talking now that the first and the second one are similar, and the Gemara will explain that as we go along. And you want to know what's Reb Shimon's source that a second one can't kick in when the first one's there? That's what you're asking me.
I guess the
what
source
would be the source
is
for
one.
That?
But I'm just trying to understand if we're not. I guess you're telling me if we're looking at the source, we're not looking at the concept itself. I'm just trying to understand why this should be. If there's a pusik, there's a pusik. But otherwise, I don't understand why it would be determined. It would be determined by the underlying causation of when things kick in. It just doesn't. You could do one thing and be liable for a whole bunch of different things in other scenarios. Why? Well, I guess we're going to go through this now.
I think we'll be clearer as we go along. I think so.
Okay.
There are rules to this.
There's a lot of rules to this. And that's what we're getting involved in now. There's a lot of rules. Zakti Gemara. V'samer Rabbi Yaitzi Yisrachal Alisir. Now, according to Rabbi Yaitzi, he said that there's two. One for Al-Khaitish and one for Eichensach, regardless of the order. Because he said, the bottom line is, he did two things. That means Rabbi Yaitzi holds, Isser is Chal Ol Iser. But I have another place where Rabbi Yaitzi says, Ein Isser Chal Ol Iser. Where is that? Aver Avera Sheyesh B'Shtei Mises. A guy transgressed an Avera that has two obligations of capital punishment. And the Gemara is going to explain what case we're talking about in a second. Nidin b'chamura. You can only kill a guy once. If one of the forms of capital punishment is more severe, and one is less severe, there are four levels of capital punishment. For our purposes, skila is the most severe. Sreifa is the second most severe. Chopping off his head is the third, and choking is the fourth. So, of that, if he did an avera that has two capital punishments, so the Tanakhama says nidin b'chamura. You can only kill him once, you give him the more severe one. Rabbi Yaitzi Aymer, Nidin Bezika Rishai Naba'ala. You give him the first one he deserved. If he violated one that came first before he violated the one that came second, meaning he violated one act, but the one act had two things. One came earlier than the other one. We will see in a minute what that means. He gets that form of death, even if it's the more lenient one. B'tanya. Ketzer Amar Rabbi Yaitzi didn't bezika Rishai Naba'olav. When did Rabbi Yaitzi say that we give him the death he deserved first? Meaning, that came on him first. And the Bryce is going to tell us two cases. Hamoitzai v'nathas eshes ish. Reuven married a girl. Her mother was a single woman. She was a widow, she was divorced. His mother-in-law was single. At that moment, he's banned to have a relationship with his mother-in-law because the Torah said a person's not allowed to have a relationship with a mother-in-law. Has nothing to do with her marital status. She is his mother-in-law. It's a chi of shreifa. If a person lives with his mother-in-law, he's chi of shreifa. Then his mother-in-law got married. Now she became an eches ish, which is a chi of chenek. So which is the more severe one? Shreifa. Which one came first? It was his mother-in-law before she became an eches ish. So there Rabbi Yitzchak would agree, he gives shreifa. Because that was the first one, right? When Reuven married this woman, this lady became his mother-in-law, and she was not an Eishes Ish. She then became an Eishes Ish. So now, Eishes Ish is the second one, so we give him the severe one, which happens to be the first one. However, Eishes Ish Menachas Chamaisai. Let's say, this lady is a married lady. Then Reuven marries her daughter. Now Reuven was banned from this lady because she was a married woman. Every married woman is usher to a man. This happened to be a married woman. It was not his mother-in-law. It was a strange lady who's married. It's an ancient age, Tchi of Chenek. Then he marries her daughter. So now became a mother-in-law, which is a more severe punishment. But it wasn't the first thing. She was usher to him before she became his mother-in-law. Dr. Biyitzi didn't make a stitch. We give him the less severe punishment. That was first. Doesn't Rabbi Yitzchak say, "Ein nisser chalal nisser"? Isn't he saying we ignore the second one? We go by the first one? Isn't he saying we don't take the two into account and give the more severe one, which is what the Tanakhama said? What? Well, do the more severe one.
Why?
Because you want the guy to get the more, if a guy does the punishment, he's obligated to punishment, you always give him the more severe one. The answer is, Rabbi Yitzchak says, he doesn't deserve the second punishment because it was second and it's not chal. So it says, we view it as he lived with an Eishes Ish. That's the catch. But we just said Rabbi Yitzchak holds Isser is chal al Isser. And there we see he holds Ein Isser chal al Isser.
Rabbi?
Give him the punishment of what came first to him.
Which was, it's just
she was a married lady, which is chenek.
You don't give him straight.
Right. Yes, Harvey.
But why does punishment equate to the previous situation where we're setting it aside and it hangs somewhere else? In this case, you could only punish somebody once. They can only die once. And you can't
right.
have two simultaneous forms of death. So, because one kills them, why is this a correlation necessarily?
Well, let's go back to the case before. It was first his sister-in-law, his wife's sister, then it became his brother's wife. Rabbi Yitzchak says he would have to bring two korbanos. We view both as current. We make him pay for both punishment,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And here, he doesn't view them both as current. He says, don't kill him with the more severe way, which would have been the logical thing to do. We go by the first one because the second one is not a factor. That means we don't view both as current. We view only the first one as current and the second one as hanging around.
So we're comparing his karbanos to the forms of death here.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
We'll continue Matzah Shem tomorrow.